With your latest news, I'm Carslee Fuller. The premier members of cabinet attended the second day of the United Kingdom and British Overseas Territories Joint Ministerial Council meeting on Tuesday. The Honourable Alda McLaughlin says the group discussed how their country's economies have fared during the COVID-19 pandemic and heard an update on Britain's exit from the European Union. Two developers are looking to set up a new distribution line for liquid natural gas in Cayman. Breakers LNG Cayman Limited and Eagle LNG Partners LLC from Jacksonville, Florida, have partnered on a project that hopes to bring liquid natural gas to Grand Cayman via a floating mooring in the Breakers area. While the project is in its early stages, organizers say the aim is for liquid natural gas to be delivered from ship to shore through a marine mooring and land connection, similar to the fuel transshipment process at Jackson Point in Georgetown. The developers say the project plan does not require a port and entails a holding tank to be built in an existing quarry. And doors to a new government-run Children and Family Services home officially opens. More from CIG TV's Donna Bush.
In her welcome address, DCFS Director Paulinda Mendoza-Williams noted the home's opening coincided with Universal Children's Day.
As a country and government, it is our responsibility to protect the welfare of our children. We must establish and promote a rigorous national consciousness to safeguard our children by highlighting the role that every sector of society has to play.
Operated by the Ministry of Community Affairs through the Department of Children and Family Services, the 8-bed facility will soon house 4 children with special needs from Maple House. The newly renovated residential home will support and house boys and girls up to 17 years old. Now, many government dignitaries, senior civil servants, and invited guests were in attendance and were able to tour Habakkuk House. After the ribbon-cutting ceremony, musical entertainment was provided by the talented members of the Clifton Hunter High School Steel Pan Band.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carslee Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Aaron Safir. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has dismissed efforts by foreign countries to bring an end to the fighting in Tigray. He set a deadline off today for the surrender of Tigrayan regional forces, with central government troops set to attack the regional capital, Mekele. Witnesses there say Tigrayan troops have surrounded the city to protect it. Reports from northern Kenya say Ethiopian troops have staged a cross-border raid into the town of Mayali, hunting for supporters of a rebel group. Witnesses said neighbourhoods were ransacked and 10 Kenyans dragged away. France says it will introduce a controversial digital tax against tech giants this year. It says companies such as Apple, Amazon and Facebook avoid paying fair taxes in countries where they make massive profits. The Trump administration sees the tax as unfair and is threatening more levies on luxury French products. China has rebuked India for banning more Chinese-made apps, calling for the decision to be reversed. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman accused India of using security concerns as a pretext. Delhi has banned scores of Chinese apps, including TikTok. Thousands of protesters are gathered in the Thai capital, Bangkok, to take part in the latest demonstration against the monarchy and military-backed government. Riot police have been deployed and roads blocked with shipping containers. Concern is growing over an Iranian-Swedish academic who was sentenced to death by Tehran 3 years ago on charges of spying. Ahmadreza Jalili says he is now in solitary confinement ahead of a move to another prison, which is often the prelude to an execution in Iran. Stockholm says it's working to prevent his death. The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has revealed she suffered a miscarriage in July. Writing in the New York Times, the former TV actress said that the loss of a child caused almost unbearable grief, experienced by many but talked about by few.